我们开头的时候，还是请弟兄姊妹先和我一同来读一些主的话。
Let us begin with some passages from Scripture.
请弟兄姊妹打开《路德记》第二章。
Let us turn to the Book of Ruth, Chapter 2.
路德记第二章。
The Book of Ruth, Chapter 2.
我们先从第一节读到第三节。
Verse 1-3.
拿俄米的丈夫以利米勒的亲族中有一个人名叫波阿斯，是个大财主。摩亚女子路德对拿俄米说：容我往田间去，我蒙谁的恩，就在谁的身后拾取麦穗。拿俄米说：女儿啊，你只管去。路德就去了，来到田间，在收割的人身后拾取麦穗，他恰巧到了以利米勒本族的人波阿斯那块田里。
There was a relative of Naomi's husband, a man of great wealth, of the family of Elimelech. His name was Boaz. So Ruth the Moabitess said to Naomi, Please let me go to the field and glean heads of grain after him in whose sight I may find favor. And she said to her,Go, my daughter. Then she left and went and gleaned in a field after the reapers. And she happened to come to the part of the field belonging to Boaz, who was of the family of Elimelech.
第八节到十二节。
Verse 8-12.
波阿斯对路德说：女儿啊，听我说，不要往别人田里拾取麦穗，也不要离开这里，要常与我使女们在一处。我的仆人在哪块田收割，你就跟着他们去。我已经吩咐仆人不可欺负你。你若渴了，就可以到器皿那里喝仆人打来的水。路德就俯伏在地叩拜，对他说：我既是外邦人，怎么蒙你的恩这样顾恤我呢？波阿斯回答说：自从你丈夫死后，凡你向婆婆所行的，并你离开父母和本地，到素不认识的民中，这些事人全都告诉我了。愿耶和华照你所行的赏赐你，你来投靠耶和华以色列神的翅膀下，愿你满得他的赏赐。路德说：我主啊。
Then Boaz said to Ruth, You will listen, my daughter, will you not? Do not go to glean in another field, nor go from here, but stay close by my young woman. Let your eyes be on the field which they reap, and go after them. Have I not commanded the young man not to touch you? And when you are thirsty, go to the vessels and drink from what the young man have drawn. So she fell on her face and bowed down to the ground and said to him, Why have I found favor in your eyes, that you should take notice of me, since I am a foreigner? And Boaz answered and said to her, It has been fully reported to me, all that you have done for your mother-in-law since the death of your husband, and how you have left your father and your mother and the land of your birth, and have come to a people whom you did not know before. The Lord repay your work, and a full reward be given to you,by the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings you have come for refuge.
我们在读19节到23节。
Let us read verse 19 to verse 23.
婆婆问她说，你今日在哪里拾取麦穗，在哪里做工呢？愿那顾恤你的得福。路德就告诉婆婆说，我今日在一个名叫波阿斯的人那里做工。拿俄米对儿妇说，愿那人蒙耶和华赐福，因为他不断地恩待活人死人。拿俄米又说，那是我们本族的人，是一个至敬的亲属。摩亚女子路德说，他对我说，你要紧随我的仆人拾取麦穗，只等他们收完了我的庄稼。拿俄米对儿妇路德说，女儿啊，你跟着他的使女出去，不叫人遇见你在别人田间，这才为好。于是路德与波阿斯的使女常在一处拾取麦穗，直到收完了大麦和小麦，路德仍与婆婆同住。
And her mother-in-law said to her, Where have you gleaned today? And where did you work? Blessed be the one who took notice of you. So she told her mother-in-law with whom she had worked and said, The man's name with whom I work today is Boaz. Then Naomi said to her daughter-in-law, Blessed be he of the Lord who has not forsaken his kindness to the living and the dead. And Naomi said to her, This man is a relation of ours, one of our close relatives. Ruth the Moabitess said, He also said to me, You shall stay close by my young men until they have finished all my harvest. And Naomi said to Ruth her daughter-in-law, It is good, my daughter, that you go out with his young women, and that people do not meet you in any other field. So she stayed close by the young women of Boaz to glean until the end of the barley harvest and wheat harvest, and she dwelled with her mother-in-law.
第三章第五节。
Chapter 3, verse 5.
路德说, 凡你所吩咐的, 我必遵行。
And she said to her, All that you say to me, I will do.
我们再请看一处新约圣经, 罗马书第八章。
Let's turn to the New Testament, the Epistle of Paul to the Romans, chapter 8.
罗马书第八章12节到14节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 12 to 14.
弟兄们这样看来,我们并不是欠肉体的债,去顺从肉体活着。你们若顺从肉体活着,必要死。若靠圣灵致死身体的恶行,必要活着。因为凡被神的灵引导的,都是神的儿子。Therefore,
brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God.
我们已经和弟兄姊妹们讲到四世纪，让我们看见以色列历史中最黑暗的时期。
We have already fellowship with brothers and sisters that the book of Judges shows us the darkest times.
神的百姓中间充满了饥荒。
There are famine in the midst of God's children.
环境非常的混杂。
And it's a very difficult time.
以色列人活在仇敌的压制的光景底下。
And the children of Israel were harassed by the enemy.
也可以说呢, 神的旨意呢, 在神地上的百姓中 被混乱,
and God's will was interfered by the children of Israel.
而在这么样的一种光景的里面,
and in such a condition,
神借着路德记告诉我们,
God spoke to us through the book of Ruth.
在这么一种混杂黑暗的光景中,
in that mingled and dark condition,
我们怎样能逃脱这一种的, 败坏的光景,
How can we escape from the general condition of defeat?
而能够重新回到神的旨意里面。
That we can return to the will of God anew.
所以路德记这一卷短短的一卷书,
So in the short book of Ruth,
却把神恢复的一些重要的原则告诉了我们。
It speaks of the principles of recovery.
我们讲过, 在四世纪的里面,
We've mentioned that in the book of Judges,
人所注重的是那个恩赐和能力。
People tend to focus on gifts and power.
我们知道恩赐和能力也是神给的。
And we know that gifts and power are from God.
那么今天呢, 我们晓得有大恩赐大能力的终归是少数的人。
And we see that there are few people with great gifts and great power.
在教会历史上, 你看见这些有大恩赐有大能力的人都是少数人。
We see that throughout church history, there are few with great power and great gifts.
当然每一个蒙恩得救的基督徒都有恩赐。
And yes, every single child of God that's born again
也,
had gifts.
也都有能力。
And they have power.
但是我们说过, 这个呢, 是神所给我们, 是赐好的东西。
These are things that God gave us, but they are the second best.
当然我们也会说, 没有恩赐, 没有能力, 我们很难服侍, 对不对?
And of course, without gifts or power, it's very difficult to serve.
在侍奉上, 神会给我们这个。
And yes, for service, God gave us
those things. 但是神不要我们把注意力放在这些上面。
But God doesn't want us to focus on those things.
而路德记呢, 告诉我们什么? 是生命和道路。
The book of Ruth tells us that it's about the way and the life.
我们只有沿着生命的路, 走在主的跟前,
If we walk the way of life before the Lord,
能够把我们重新带回到神的旨意的里面。
Then the Lord can bring us back to His will.
所以士师记跟路德记放在一起。
So if you juxtapose the book of Judges and the book of Ruth together,
是非常鲜明的一个对比。
It's a very clear contrast.
弟兄姊妹们，但愿主今天开我们里面的眼睛。
May the Lord open the eyes of our hearts.
让我们知道到底哪一样是最重要的。
Let us know which is the most important.
到底神叫我们在注意些什么东西。
What does God want us to focus upon?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
路德记虽然只有四章圣经。
Although there are only four chapters in the book of
Ruth. 是一个很简单的故事。
It's a very simple story.
但是四章圣经像四幅清楚的图画一样。
But these four chapters paint us very clearly four pictures.
每一幅图画都说明一个重要的属灵的原则。
Each picture depicts an important spiritual principle.
那些原则是可以把我们重新带回到神旨意里面的原则。
And each principle can lead us back to the will of God.
感谢我们的神。
We thank the Lord.
他用故事告诉我们。
He used stories to tell us.
他用图画告诉我们。
He used pictures to tell us.
就是为的使我们能更明白。
That we can understand better.
因为路德记所讲的生命和道路。
Because the book of Ruth speaks of life and
the way. 这是属于每一个弟兄和姊妹的。
That belongs to each and every one of us.
我们讲过在路德记里面。
We mentioned that in the book of Ruth.
这些人物都是非常平凡的人物。
These characters are very common.
意思说呢，每一个基督徒都可以做到。
So every one of us can do the same.
所以我们为着这个我们要感谢神。
So for that we thank the Lord.
所以我们希望借着路德记让我们能看见这些原则。
So by the book of Ruth, we can study these principles.
在今天地上的教会充满的混杂、黑暗、荒凉的时候，
When the church on earth today are mingled, it's full of darkness and confusion.
我们如何能循着这些原则重新回到神旨意的路上面去？
How do we follow these principles to return to the will of God?
我也讲过主回来的日子非常的迫近。
I also mentioned that the return of the Lord is very close.
我们的机会并不是很多。
We do not have a lot of time left.
但愿主开通我们的耳朵。
May the Lord open the ears of our heart.
开通我们的眼睛。
The eyes of our heart.
叫我们能听见能看见。
That we can both see and hear.
好叫我们在不多的日子的里面走在他心意的路上。
That in the few days that remain, we can walk on His will.
弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
如果是这样，
if that be the case,
我们可能会得着神在创世以来他所预备的那个极大的荣耀和奖赏。
Perhaps we can receive that great glory and blessing that God has prepared us from the foundation of the world.
这实在是太重要了。
And this is very important.
今天神的儿女们在地上，
The children of God on earth today,
我们必须寻找那个恢复的路在哪里。
We must discover the path to recovery.
这个对我们至关重要。
That is critical to us.
对主的见证也是至关重要。
It's critical to the testimony of God.
那我们在路德记第一章的里面，
So in the book of Ruth chapter 1,
我们看见的一幅图画，
We see the first picture.
这里告诉我们是我们需要走出这个饥荒，
that we need to escape from the famine.
也就是我们需要追求灵里面的满足。
We need to be satisfied in our spirit.
我想有很多弟兄姊妹可能不太能够完全了解什么叫做灵里面的满足。
I can understand that many brothers and sisters do not know what it's like to be fed in the spirit.
让我再用简单的话来解释一下。
Let me explain again.
弟兄姊妹，我们人活在这个地上。
When we live on earth today,
我们晓得我们对物质我们有一种的欲望。
We have desires for earthly things.
这个我们晓得今天世界上人都在追求这个物质的东西。
And the people around us pursue after those worldly
things. 我们基督徒也不能难免，我们有时候也追求物质东西。
Sometimes we long after the physical, just like
the others do. 追求物质的满足，对吧？
Be satisfied by the physical.
那么我们有的人呢，追求精神上的满足，其实就是魂里面的满足。
Some of us choose to be satisfied psychologically to satisfy our
soul. 我想这个都是我们的生活啊。
And that's our living.
那么基督徒蒙恩得救之后呢？
So for Christians that are
saved, 神要我们注重是灵里面的满足。
God wants us to be satisfied in our spirit.
如果今天你的注意力仍旧在那个物质的满足上。
If your focus is still on the physical,
有追求那个精神的满足上，
if you're still focused on the psychological,
那么弟兄姊妹们就证明我们说什么灵里面没有满足。
That proves to you that you are not satisfied in your spirit.
所以你看见到处的基督徒 大家追逐的其实跟世人追逐的差不多。
So you see how the majority of the Christians pursue after the outside things, just like non-believers.
当然，在圣经里面我们很清楚。
And it's very clear in Scripture.
神没有排斥所谓的物质的这个实际。
God does not deny the reality of the physical.
No, materials.
The reality of the material.
因为神创造万物是给人享受的。
Because God made all things for us to enjoy.
说你基督徒有钱，你吃好的、住好的、穿好的，不是犯罪。
So if you're rich, you can eat well, dress well, and enjoy yourself. That's
not a sin. 你可以带着感恩的心领受这些。
You can receive those things
with a thankful heart. 但是神不要你把所有的注意力都放在这个上面。
But God doesn't want you to focus on just those things.
我们的神创造这个世界非常的美丽。
And God made the world to be a beautiful place.
各样的色彩，各样的声音，各样的形象。
It's beautiful, it's colorful, it's musical.
所以我们出门旅行，看见美丽的风景，我们的精神很愉快。
So when we go on vacation, we see a beautiful scenery and our hearts rejoice.
这个也没有错。
There's nothing wrong with
that. 因为这本来神就创造是为着人的。
Because God designed those things for us.
但是如果你把所有的注意力都放在这方面去了。
But if that's the only thing you focus upon.
那我们可能就犯错误了。
Then we would be in error.
所以我们蒙恩得救之后啊。
So after we're saved.
神是要我们在灵里面得到饱足。
God wants us to be satisfied in our spirit.
当我们的灵得到饱足的时候。
When our spirits are satisfied.
这个物质的、精神的少一点都没有关系。
The materialism, the satisfaction in our soul are secondary.
所以你看见很多爱主的弟兄姊妹，他就不爱世界，这很自然的东西。
So you can see that for those who love the Lord, they do not love the
world. 因为他灵里面一种满足。
Because they're satisfied in their
spirit. 所以他不太需要物质的东西。
So they don't need the physical things.
不太需要精神的东西。
Or the psychological things.
如果你灵里面不满足。
But if you're not satisfied in
your spirit. 那么你只好追求物质的，只好追求精神的，对吧？
Then you can only chase after the physical things or the psychological.
所以你用这件很简单的一个道理检验一下，你就知道到底你灵里满不满足。
So that is a very simple litmus test. Check whether you are satisfied in your spirit or not.
如果你还在追逐这些物质的、追逐这些精神的，证明我们灵里面没有得到满足。
So if you're still chasing after the physical things, the psychological things, it proves to you that you are not satisfied in your spirit.
甚至在神的儿女的聚会里面。
Even in the midst of the meeting place.
你看很多基督徒追求的看得见的摸得着的，对不对啊？
Even Christians chase after things you can see or touch.
我们追求的是一种兴奋，追求一种魂里面的一种激动。
We chase after excitement and things that excites our soul.
这都充分说明我们灵里面没有满足。
That proves to us that our spirits are not satisfied at all.
如果你的灵里面有满足
if you're satisfied in your spirit,
你不会去追逐这些东西
you won't chase after those things.
这些东西可有可无的
those things are secondary.
有也没有关系
it's okay to have it.
没有也没有关系
and if it's not there, it's fine.
所以弟兄姊妹们
so brothers and sisters,
今天我们要重新回到神旨意的路上
we need to return to the will of God.
第一个注重是灵里面生出的满足
The first focus is to be satisfied in your spirit.
我们昨天晚上讲过。
We mentioned last night.
只有主耶稣是从天上降下来的粮，属天的粮食。
Only Jesus is the spiritual bread that came down from above.
只有基督能使我们灵里面得到满足。
Only Christ can satisfy our spirit.
没有任何其东西可以代替的。
Nothing can substitute for that.
我昨天提醒弟兄姊妹，我蒙恩得救，主给我们三件重要的事情。
After we're saved, I mentioned that we receive three treasures.
你还记得吗
？Do you remember what they are?
要睡一觉起来都忘光了啊。
Or did you forget in your sleep?
第一个是什么
？What's the first thing?
生命，基督
Life,
啊
，Christ.
你讲基督也可以，基督啊。第二个呢
？What's the second thing?
圣经。第三个呢
？The third
圣灵
，The Holy Spirit.
今天我们要得着基督成为我们里面的满足。
Today, Christ must be the one that satisfies us.
你必须依靠这三个宝贝。
We have to rely on the three treasures.
因为只有圣灵解开主的话语。
Only the Holy Spirit can open God's word.
让我们看见基督的丰富。
That we can see the abundance.
得着基督的丰富。
That we can obtain the abundance.
我们里面才会有真正的满足。
Then we can be satisfied in our spirit.
除此之外，没有任何东西能满足我们的灵的。
Nothing else can satisfy our.
今天那些能满足我们的肉体、满足我们的魂的东西，那个没有办法给我们力量来走主的路。
The things that satisfy our flesh or things that satisfy our soul cannot strengthen us to walk the way of the Lord.
我有时候我不知道怎样来讲这件事情。
I don't really know how to say it more clearly.
因为我看见我们弟兄姊妹一回到实际生活里面又来了，物质的精神的都来了。
Because I see brothers and sisters when they return to their daily living, they really go for the physical or the psychological.
我们唯独最忽略的就是我们灵里面的满足。
We always neglect the needs of our spirit.
而这个最重要的东西被我们丢掉了。
We always neglect the most important.
我们是多么大的亏损呢、啊、
Such a loss we suffer.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
路德记第一章就告诉我们必须要回到灵的满足里面。
Chapter 1 of Ruth tells us that we need to return to the spirit.
那个灵的满足有什么现象呢
So what does it look like to be satisfied in your spirit?
保罗在罗马书14章里面告诉我们
Paul told us in Romans chapter 14.
他说神的国不在乎什么吃喝，只在乎什么公义、和平和圣灵中的喜乐。
The kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but it's righteousness, justice, and a life of peace.
他就告诉我们，神的国、神的旨意也不在乎吃喝。
God's kingdom.It's not a matter of eating or drinking.
那个吃喝是我们今天生活中最注重的东西啊。
But we tend to focus on eating and drinking.
我们天天都在想吃什么喝什么，对不对啊？
We always think about, oh, what am I going to eat or drink today?
这个是代表着物质方面的一种的满足。
So that's the physical that satisfies.
神的国在乎什么呢？
But what is the kingdom of
God? 它原文的意思在乎在圣灵中的安息、公义、安息和喜乐。
In the original Greek, it says the Holy Spirit's righteousness, joy, and peace.
所以呢，当你灵里面饱足的时候，第一个现象，你这个人安息。
So if you're satisfied in your spirit, the first sign is that you are at rest.
那么弟兄姊妹，问问我们自己，我们的生活安息吗？
Ask yourself, are you at peace in your daily living?
我们常常讲，今天我们所处的世代是一个不安息的世代。
We always say that times are unpeaceful.
Restless.
Restless.
Age, 对不对?
This is a restless age.
整个时代就是惶惶不定的,没有安息的。
It's turbulent and there are no rest.
一个人真正灵里面饱足,他就非常的安息。
If you're satisfied in your spirit, then you are at peace.
我们都知道婴孩,小婴孩很可爱。
We know that babies are all very cute.
但是你知道婴孩啊,最肉体。
But babies are most fleshly.
他最真实了，他肉体一不满足，他就哇哇叫了，对不对
？They're so frank about it when their flesh are not satisfied.
那我们怎么让这个小肉体啊能够安息呢
？So how can you cause that little flesh to be at rest? Feed the baby.
你看那个小婴孩一吃饱了，哦，那个脸上就有笑容了。
When the baby is satisfied, then he will smile.
他真的很现实啊。
It's very practical.
Practical, okay. 一吃下去，马上他就不哭了，他就笑了。你看
When he's hungry, he gets food, then he'll stop crying.
他就整个安息了。
Then he is at rest.
他也不闹了。
Then he won't scream.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
如果我们灵里面真正的安息，我们是饱足的。
If our spirits are satisfied, then we are at rest.
所以呢，别人发了财了，别人有什么大房子呢，对你没有影响。
So if someone becomes rich or someone gets a bigger house than
别人的成功也不会你也不会去羡慕
or someone else's success
因为你灵里面有最深处的满足
it won't stir up anything inside
我再说啊
because you're satisfied in your spirit
神并不排斥物质的这个实际
God does not deny the reality of the physical
甚至呢别人呢发了财了他的住大房子我们为他感谢主
and sometimes when people are rich and they get big houses we thank the
Lord
for them
你不需要去嫉妒他
There's no need to
因为你里面有了满足，所以你怎么样？非常的安息。
Because your spirits are satisfied, then you're at rest.
弟兄姊妹们，这个灵里面的满足，它是真正的满足。
The true satisfaction is the satisfaction of your spirit.
啊，有的时候呢，别人追逐这个，整天是这对不起，讲一点也不要紧。这个旅游，我也有时候也旅游啊。
I travel sometimes as well.
但是你一天到晚都是旅游，看这个风景，看那个，哇，高兴得不得了。弟兄姊妹们，有的时候不要太过分就好了。
But some brothers and sisters travel day and night, so sometimes they overstep.
那个也不是错。
It's not wrong to travel.
但是弟兄姊妹们，我们基督徒必须注重灵里面的满足。
But Christians must be aware that they be satisfied in their spirit.
因为你要回归到神的旨意里面。
Because you need to return to the will of God.
第一个重要的，灵里面要得满足。
The first thing is that your spirit must be satisfied.
这个灵里的满足。
After you're satisfied
in your spirit. 也叫我们基督徒可以行公义的生活。
Enable us to live the righteous life.
你知道很多的不义啊，都是我们里面不满足。
A lot of unrighteousness comes from the dissatisfaction in your spirit.
你里面满足了，你自然就行义，就做对事了，你知道吗
？If your spirit is satisfied, then you would live righteously.
并且你灵里面满足，你就真正的喜乐。
And if you are satisfied in your spirit, then you have that true joy.
啊，我们都知道今天快乐对人来讲也是很重要的。
We know that joy is very important to us today.
但是我们要知道这个快乐的来源从哪里来的。
But you must decipher where is the source of your joy.
今天很多东西都可以刺激我们快乐。
There are a lot of things that can make us happy.
但是基督徒最宝贵的是从灵里面出来的快乐。
But the most precious thing to a Christian is the joy that flows from the satisfaction of your spirit.
我最喜欢我们有首诗歌说的。
I love this hymn.
对，有他，我无别原因，我也喜乐。
With him, I need no
other. Okay, with him, yes. Go ahead.
With him, I need no other thing to be rejoicing.
Amen.
Amen.
啊 ，Amen 吗
？Do you amen?
Yeah.你有没有过这种享受啊
Have you experienced
你有这种满足吗
Have you been satisfied like that?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
基督徒这个灵里面的满足是非常重要的
This satisfaction of the spirit is very important to a Christian
这种灵里的满足
That satisfaction of the
spirit 使我们能为神工作更有力量
Help us to serve him in a better way
啊，这种灵里面的满足
The satisfaction of the spirit.
叫我们在属灵的征战上才能得胜。
Help us to overcome in our spiritual battles.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
在一个饥饿的人，灵里饥饿的这种人里面。
When you're famished in your spirit.
你没有办法打什么胜仗。
There's no chance for you to win at any spiritual battle.
所以，路德记第一章这一幅图画就告诉我们，我们基督徒需要追求。灵里面的满足。
So in the book of Ruth chapter 1, it tells us that we must seek after the satisfaction of the spirit.
请我们记得。
Let us remember.
只有基督能成我们灵里面深处的满足。
Only Christ can satisfy our spirit.
把任何基督之外的东西带给我们，都不能带来那种的满足。
Anything outside of Christ cannot satisfy our spirit at all.
我想我这样讲应该够清楚的了。
I think I've made myself very clear.
路德记就是给我们这么清楚的图画看见。
That's the picture that Ruth paints for us in chapter 1.
路德必须带着，拿俄米必须带着路德一同回归伯利恒。
So Naomi must take Ruth to return to Bethlehem.
必须回到神的丰富里。
They have to return to the abundance of God.
那么我们继续需要继续往下交通。
Let us continue on.
我们看见在路德记里面第二幅的图画。
We see the second picture in the book of Ruth.
他这里告诉我们什么呢
？What does it tell us?
他告诉我们呢，神的儿女们呢，需要有正确的引导。
It shows us that God's children needs correct guidance.
我们不仅灵里面的饱足
We are not only satisfied in our spirit
我们还需要有一个正确的引导
We need to be led in the right way
只有正确的引导能够把我们带回到神的旨意的里面
Only when we are led in the right way we can be led back to the will of God
对于基督徒来讲
For Christians
引导呢是一个简单的道理
Guidance is a very simple concept
但是是难行的路
But it's a very difficult way to live it out practically.
就像我们中国人讲的，知易行难。
The Chinese has a saying, "You know what to do, but it's hard to do it."
Yeah. 弟兄姊妹们，教会历史让我们看见。
We see that in church history.
很多时候，神儿女的偏离都是引导错误。
A lot of children of God went astray because they were led, they were misled.
所以有那么多的失败的故事
So there are so many failures
就证明什么呢引导的错误
Because they were misguided
我永远不会忘记。
I would never forget.
有一个弟兄啊。
There's this brother.
他实在是很爱主的。
He truly loved the Lord.
他在曾经在一个团体的里面。
He was in this assembly.
他忠心在里面有二十年之久。
He faithfully served for 20 years.
他最终发现他错误了。
And at the end, he felt that
he was an error. 在一个错误的情况里。
Because the assembly was an error altogether.
所以叫他懊悔不已啊。
So he was in so much regret.
所以他跟我讲的时候，他心里非常难过。
So when he spoke to me, he had a broken
heart. 他说我这二十年完全活在一种错误的一种引导的里面。
I've wasted 20 years in that error.
但是弟兄姊妹们，我们的一个人一生有多少个二十年呢？
I wonder how many 20 years we have in our lives.
这二十年给他带来的亏损真是太大了。
That loss is so great.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers,
今天我们要跟随主。
When we follow the Lord today,
我们需要有准确的引导。
We need to be guided the right way.
非常的重要。
That is very important.
我们说过，神有他荣耀的旨意。
God has his glorious will.
那么他的旨意就是基督。
His glorious will is Christ.
今天我们必须行走在这条线上。
We have to walk upon that line.
在旧约圣经的里面。
In the Old Testament.
圣经告诉我们说呢，从大卫到从亚伯拉罕到大卫，这条线是旧约的一个准则。
The scripture tells us that from Abraham to David, there is a plumb line there.
你必须回到这条线上。
You have to return to that line.
那么你才能走在神的心意的里面。
Then you can walk upon God's will.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们的神是引导人的神。
Our God is a God who guides us.
从旧约到新约，他都在引导他的百姓。
From the Old Testament to the New, He has been guiding His children.
我们看见神所有的引导都是把我们带回到他的目的上去。
God's guidance leads us back to His will.
无论个人，无论团体，神的引导都是这样。
Personal or corporate, God's guidance follows
the same principle. 那么到了新约时代中间，
In the Old Testament,
一样是这样的一个引导。
Follows the same principle.
那么在路德记里面呢？
In the book of Ruth,
给我们看见这个引导呢有两个方向，两种情形的引导。
God guided in two different manners.
第一个是神自己的引导。
The first one is the Lord Himself who guides.
第二个是神借着人的引导。
The second one is God guiding through men.
我想今天我们的教会里也是一样。
We see that
一方面有神的引导。
The Lord guides likewise.
第二方面有人的引导。
He guides us Himself.
当然。
Alternatively, he guides us with men.
如果这些人的引导是准确的，
If these guidances are correct,
定归他们是受圣灵的引导。
The men who guide it must be filled with the Holy Spirit.
这些人是跟从圣灵的。
They must follow the Holy Spirit.
顺着圣灵的引导的。
They must be led by the Holy Spirit.
所以他们可以引导别人走正路。
So they can guide others to walk on the right way.
所以这两种的引导，
So these two methods
都是我们今天所需要的。
Are what we need to
当然我们知道神的引导是绝对不会错的。
We know that God's guidance is never wrong.
问题常常发生在人的引导上。
The problem is when we're guided by men. That's where the problem lies.
无论旧约新约，
be it in the Old or New Testament.
我们看见那些在神百姓中做领袖的人物。
We see that those who are leaders in the house of God.
那些引导人的人物。
Those who led in the house of God.
当他们有偏差的时候，
when they deviate,
他们就把别人带到偏差路上去。
They lead others astray along with them.
把整个团体都带到偏差人。
And therefore the whole assembly followed.
你知道我们这些人呢，我们不要说做教会的领袖，你不是领袖也常常喜欢指导别人，对不对？
Even if you're not a church leader, you would like to provide guidance for other people, would you not?
我们常常喜欢去告诉别人这个应该走这个路，应该走这个路。
We always tell other people, oh, you should go that way.
所以你要很小心啊。
You have to be careful.
所以甚至我常常讲，你把一本属灵的书递给别人看，你都要很小心。
Even when you offer someone a spiritual book, you have to be very careful.
因为很可能这本书就把人引到岔路上去了。
That book may lead someone else astray.
所以引导非常的重要。
So guidance is very important.
但是要非常非常的谨慎。
You have to be very discreet about it.
所以路德记第二章里面就告诉我们。
So the book of Ruth chapter 2 tells us.
今天我们要回归到神荣耀的旨意里面。
We need to return to the glorious will of God.
必须有正确的引导。
We must have correct guidance.
我们现在来看一看这个故事怎么说的。
Let us turn to the story itself.
这里哈，第三节，第二章的第三节。
Chapter 2, verse 3.
这路德就去了，来到田间，在收割人的身后拾取麦穗，他恰巧到了以利米勒本族的人波阿斯的那块田里。
Verse 3, then she left and went and gleaned in a field after the reapers, and she happened to come to the part of the field belonging to Boaz, the family of Elimelech.
是一个很特别的字。
That happened to was a very important word.
在圣经的原文里面呢,
in the original Hebrew,
这个意思有点像好像运气很好运气很好就正好碰到这个田呢。
There's a connotation of being fortunate.
啊弟兄姊妹们，在我们生命中啊，好像也出现很多恰巧的事，对吧
？And in our lives, there are many things that were fortunate that happened to us.
但是从属灵的眼光来看呢
？But from a spiritual perspective,
其实这是神在暗中的引导。
God was guiding behind the scenes.
啊，在我们生活中啊，其实没什么恰巧的事情。
Because there are no such thing as accidents.
每一件事都在神的带领当中的。
In every matter of your life, God has been leading. God has been guiding.
对我们来讲，好像哎呦，刚好运气好碰上了，对吧
？To us, it seems that oh, we're very fortunate indeed.
不，其实背后的手在牵引。
But God's hand was behind the
scenes. 所以这个恰巧呢，今天对我们来讲就是神的引导。
That happened was the guidance of God.
那么神把他引导到哪里去了呢
？So where did God guide her?
啊，神把他引到。波阿斯的田里面
God led her to the field belonging to Boaz.
这里讲到波阿斯跟他的田
It speaks of the field and Boaz.
这里有个隐藏的意思在里面
There's a hidden meaning for that.
我们基督徒一读到这个、哎、我们里面就会有一个图画出来了对吧
When we read this verse, a picture is in our head.
这个波阿斯和他的田是什么呢
What is the field and Boaz?
就是基督和他的教会
Christ and the church.
我们知道波阿斯不是基督啊。
We know that Boaz is not Christ.
波阿斯身上有很多基督的特点。
Yes, Boaz has a lot of Christ-like characteristics.
所以很多读这个路德记的人都把波阿斯预表成基督。
So a lot of Bible scholars said that Boaz is a type of Christ.
不过他身上呢是带有一点基督的特性就是。
And yes, it's true. Boaz has many characteristics that are
Christ-like. 从他身上我们可以看见一些基督的特性。
We can see Christ-like characteristics in Boaz.
当然在隐喻方面来讲，这波阿斯跟他的田，那就什么？就是基督。和基督的教会。
But in terms of typology, Boaz and his field represents Christ and the church.
因为哥林多前书第三章很清楚地告诉我们。
Because in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 it tells us.
教会就是神耕种的田地呀。
The church is the labor field of Christ.
啊，所以呢，我们是神的田地。
We are the labor field of
Christ. 神在我们身上做耕种的工作。
God plants seeds in our lives.
所以我们看见，如果是神的带领
，If it's God's planning and guidance，
神所有的引导都是把我们带到基督和他的教会。
God's guidance always leads us to Christ and His church.
因为这是神完美的心意。
Because that's God's perfect will.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters，
我们实在需要。主常常在我们里面把我们的眼光弄得明亮。
So may the Holy Spirit brighten the eyes of our hearts.
让我们看见神的旨意是基督。
That we can see that God's will is Christ.
其实那个基督呢，现在很多人解释说他是一个宇宙人。
A lot of people explain Christ as the universal man.
那个头是主耶稣。
That the head is Christ.
那个身体是教会。
That the body is the church.
所以呢这个波阿斯跟他的田就是预表讲说明这个意思。
So Boaz and his field represents that concept.
所以你看见在新约时代中啊。
So in the New Testament times.
我们天上的父亲一个很明显的一个引导。
Our heavenly Father led us in a very clear way.
他曾经亲自出来说话。
He spoke very clearly.
他说这是我的爱子，你们要听他。
This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased.
他把我们的注意力是摆在他儿子的身上。
So he wants us to shift our focus to the son.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
,brothers and sisters,
接受神的灵的引导。
When you're led by the Spirit,
他一定是把我们带到神的旨意的这个方向去。
Then you reach the will of God at the end.
那么只有在这个对的引导底下
Only when you're led in the right way,
我们的属灵的生活侍奉才会有结果。
Then our spiritual service and living would bear fruit.
在路德记第二章的里面让我们看见路德呢实在是一个非常好的女子。
We see that in chapter 2, Ruth is truly a good woman.
我们看见在这里她到了波阿斯田里也非常的殷勤。
She was so diligent on the field of Boaz.
那些仆人说啊她整天都在这里。
The servant said, oh, she's been here the whole day.
偶尔到房间里面坐一坐。
And she only took a small break here and there.
这里呢说出了路德有个殷勤的个性。
You see how diligent is Ruth.
弟兄姊妹们基督徒殷勤是好事情。
It's a good thing for a Christian to be diligent.
但是呢殷勤必须在正确的引导下才会有结果。
But to bear results, you must be diligent under correct guidance.
哇今天你看整个基督教里面这个热心做主公的人很多啊。
You see, in Christianity today, there are a lot of zeal for those who serve.
当然不热心的人更多了。
And of course, there are many more who are not zealous at all.
那么热心的人也不少啊。
But there are many who have
zeal. 整天东奔西跑这里坐那里坐哇呀就费很大的力气。
They run to and fro and do a lot of things and exert a lot of strength.
但是我们要冷静地想一想。
But when you calm down.
今天我们所受的引导是对的吗
?Are you led in the right way?
如果你在对的路上用力气那就很好啊。
If you are led in the right way and you expend your strength,
如果引导错误了。
But if you're misled.
你花了那么大力气。
And you expend your strength.
用了那么多时间。
And you waste your time.
值得吗？
Was it worth it?
到最后什么？空跑徒劳，对不对？
In the end, it's all in vain.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
我们知道这条路对我们的影响实在是太大了。
We know that the way is most important to us.
我昨天已经讲过。
I mentioned it yesterday.
在路德记里面，
In the book of Ruth,
神非常注意这些人的光景，他们的性格。
God pays attention to the man himself, his characters.
拿俄米有非常好的一种性格。
Naomi has a beautiful character.
路德也有非常好的性格。
Likewise, Ruth has very good characters.
路德的性格呢，显在什么？显在这个舍己的这件事情上。
Ruth exhibited her characters when she denied herself.
你知道啊，我们人受引导啊，最大的障碍是什么东西啊？
What is the greatest obstacle for us to be guided by God?
就是我们人的己。
Ourself.
哇，我们这个己实在是很有意见。
Ourself has many ideas.
并且有很多时候意见来得大。
And the self feels very strongly about their ideas.
有的时候意见呢比神还大。
And they feel that their ideas are much better than God's.
你看旧约那个雅各就是这样。
We see in the Old Testament Jacob.
神用无限的忍耐待他。
God was so gracious and long-suffering towards him.
雅各很自私，个人的意见很强的。
He was so selfish, and his self-life was so strong.
所以他受的苦最多。
So he suffered much.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
我们看见在这里，路德有一个非常好的一个个性。
We see that Ruth has this beautiful characteristic.
她能够舍己。
She can lay herself down.
她不活在自己的里面。
She cannot live in herself life.
所以她能跟随拿俄米啊。
So she can follow Naomi.
如果她的己意很强，恐怕跟随不了了。
If she is so self-willed, then she cannot follow.
那么她可以殷勤地做工。
She can labor diligently.
她很能顺服。
She can obey.
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
并且呢，这个路德呢，也是一个什么呢？是一个很强壮很善良的一个妇人。
And Ruth was a strong and kind-hearted woman.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们要知道这些都是一些的美德。
We see that these are beautiful characteristics.
但是这些美德呢必须用在正路上。
But these characteristics must be spent on the right way.
一个错误的引导，
If she was misled,
叫你一生所花费的力量，你的顺服，你的殷勤，恐怕都落空的。
Your diligence, your obedience would all be in vain.
所以很多时候跟随主需要付代价。
So there are times we need to pay the price when we follow the Lord.
但是呢，这个付代价呢，也必须要用在对的地方嘛。
But paying the price, you have to pay the price along the right way.
哎呀，我有时候看见有些弟兄姊妹真的是肯付代价。
And yes, sometimes I see that brothers and sisters are willing to pay the price.
有的人在时间精力上非常的摆上。
A lot of people spend their time and their energy before God.
哦，也有的弟兄姊妹们在钱财上面他可大量的摆上。
And their brothers and sisters that offered much of their wealth to the Lord.
哎呀，有时候看呢，你把那些钱财都放在那个不对的地方。
But sometimes I see that those things are spent on the ways that are not right.
但他自己里面完全不能领会。
But they don't understand themselves.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
所以这里告诉我们。
Here tells us.
只有对的引导。
Only the right guidance.
使人的努力永不后悔。
What costs us to labor and not regret.
哇，这是多么重要的一件事情。
That is a very important thing.
今天我们在地上跟随主啊。
Today when we follow the Lord on earth,
我们都在受引导。
We are all guided.
很多时候我们在引导别人。
Sometimes we guide others even.
要非常非常的小心。
You have to be very careful.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers,
我们感谢主在这里啊。
We thank the Lord.
神引导这个路德。
God has been guiding Ruth.
哎，他这么一走啊，就恰巧就走到波阿斯的田里面去了。
And the moment she arrived on the field of Boaz.
啊。那么他在那里啊，不仅在那里拾取麦穗，
she was not only gleaning grain,
他也正好碰见波阿斯回来了。
And she happened to bump into Boaz when he returned from Bethlehem.
我想这一切都有主的美意，对不对？
So God has his perfect will in all this.
波阿斯刚好进城里面去了，不知道做什么事情啊。
Boaz had business in the city.
就这么好，路德在时候他就回来了。
And coincidentally, he bumped into Ruth right when she started to glean.
我们知道这些都是说明什么？神在暗中的一些的带领。
You see God's hand behind the scenes.
所以呢，一碰到波阿斯
，The moment she met Boaz.
啊，你这里有形容波阿斯的情况。
Here the description from Boaz begins.
你看波阿斯对他的那些雇工啊，那些做工的人呢，非常好啊。
Boaz was so good to his workers.
啊，见他们，愿神祝福你们。他们也说愿神祝福你。
Oh, the Lord be with you, and they replied, the Lord bless you.
所以你看见这个主人跟这些仆人之间的关系是非常的融洽。
You see this beautiful relationship between master and servants.
所以我们说呢，在波阿斯身上你会看见一些基督的一些特性啊。
So you see, Boaz has Christ-like characteristics.
哦，然后呢，这个波阿斯就。对这个注意路德了。
And Boaz took notice of Ruth.
哎，他就问说，那个女子是谁呀？
Whose young woman is this?
人家说呢，是从摩亚地回来的一个女子，叫路德。
It's a young Moabite woman who came back with Naomi from the country of Moab.
那么路德在那里就跟波阿斯见了面。
So Ruth had this interaction with Boaz.
哎，我们看见这个波阿斯。那么善待这个路德。
And Boaz was so kind towards Ruth.
哎呀，路德真是受宠若惊呐。
And Ruth was shocked by his kindness.
他说：“一个外邦人怎么会得罪你这么好的一个对待呢？”
Why have I found favor in your eyes since I am a foreigner?
然后波阿斯就说什么呢？
What did Boaz say?
他说：“凡你向婆婆所行的。”
It has been fully reported to me.
还有你离开你的本地本家。
All that you have done for your mother-in-law.
到你素不认识的地方去了。
Since the death of your husband, how you have left your father and your mother.
他说这些我都听见了。
It has been fully reported to me.
弟兄姊妹，这说明什么呢？
What does that say?
在路德还没有碰见波阿斯的时候。
Even before Ruth met Boaz.
波阿斯已经知道他了。
Boaz knew about this young woman.
也就是已经引起了波阿斯的注意。
She already was noticed by him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
路德所行的，
What Ruth did
是一个见证，
is a testimony.
已经叫波阿斯开始注意他，
and Boaz took notice of that.
今天呢，我们知道所有爱主的弟兄姊妹都渴慕这个。
Today we know that we long for this.
我们越爱主，
The more we love the Lord,
我们就越希望主能注意我们。
The more we desire that the Lord takes notice of us.
你有没有唱过那首诗歌啊？
Have you sung that hymn?
丢弃万事，
Forsaken all things.
如同粪土，
As dung.
为要来得你的注意，
To exchange for your notice.
啊， 所有在历史上爱主的弟兄姊妹们，
all the brothers and sisters who love the Lord in history,
他们真正的爱主，
they truly love the Lord,
他们都是引起主的注意，
and God took notice of them.
啊，我们不说，我们不会说，哎呀，主啊，你不是一天到晚都注意那些士师吗？他们有恩赐大，能力大，那么整天注意他们吗？
And we say, oh Lord, do you not only pay attention to the judges with great power and gifts?
不，弟兄姊妹们，
not so.
这个路德这么一个外邦的女子，
Ruth was just a foreigner.
她所行的引起了波阿斯的注意。
What she did, Boaz took notice.
哇，这个是何等宝贵的一件事情。
Isn't this a wonderful thing?
所以今天我们活在地上啊，
Today when we live on earth,
人注不注意我们其实不重要的。
We don't care whether others take notice of us.
但是你看我们多少的人都希望怎么引起别人注意，对不对？
But many others desire to be noticed by men.
我们在教会里做一点事，就希望大家都知道。
When we do something small in the house of God, we want everyone to know.
有时候做完了，都没有人知道，就埋怨了，对不对？
Sometimes when you do something and no one takes notice,
我都这么劳苦，都没人理我呢。
I worked so hard and no one took notice.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们多么容易活在人的眼光底下呢？
It's so easy to live under the eyes of men.
很多侍奉主人更是这样，喜欢到处人被人引起别人的注意。
A lot of servants of God are like that. They want to be noticed by men everywhere.
但是其实人的注意不重要的。
But it's nothing to be noticed by men.
神的注意才是重要的。
Only when God takes notice, that's the most
important
thing. 弟兄
姊妹，今天我们的生活能引起神的注意吗？
Dear brothers and sisters, your service, would God take notice of it?
能吗？
Does God take notice of it?
感谢主啊！
We thank the Lord.
有弟兄姊妹点头啊！
A lot of brothers and sisters are nodding.
感谢主啊！
We thank the Lord.
非常重要啊！
That's very important.
所以呢，这个路德没有想到，这个波阿斯居然知道他的事情。
So Ruth was shocked that Boaz took notice of her.
所以今天多少人在暗中跟随主啊！
So there are many people who quietly follow the
Lord. 可能一辈子你也不知道这个是什么人。
You may not notice them in your entire life.
但是等主回来的时候，
But when the Lord comes back,
在那荣耀的里面，
in his glory,
这些人都会被显出来的。
These people would be manifested.
所以到那一天，
So on that day,
我有理由相信那天我们都会很吃惊啊。
I would have reason to believe that we would all be very surprised.
很多所谓在地上有名望的人啊，
These famous people
啊，被神撇在一边呢，
would be laid aside by God.
放在那个挨骂的行列里面，准备挨骂了。
Would be disciplined by him.
那么有一些呢，我们看不顺眼，看起来没什么的弟兄姊妹，哇，被神用荣耀高抬。
And there are brothers and sisters that we despise and we take no notice of, and they would be exalted by God.
所以我说过，
I've mentioned before,
神的工作他注意永远的。
God takes heed of the eternal in his work.
求主圣怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy upon us.
弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们是平凡的人。
We are common people.
啊，没有人注意我们。
No one takes notice of us. That's okay.
其实呢，这些年过来，我就发觉人少注意我们呢，可能我们日子还过得好一点。
I've come to realize in these days that if no one takes notice of me, it's actually much better.
你喜欢人注意你吗？
Do you want people to take notice of you?
如果你整天都活在人的眼光底下，你日子不好过。
If you live under the eyes of men all the time, you would suffer much.
我很记得香港一个非常有钱的人。
I remember a rich man in Hong Kong.
有一次记者去访问他。
There's this reporter that asked him a question.
那个记者说，哎呀，好多人都羡慕你啊，这么有钱呢。
Oh, you know, you're the envy of all men because you're so rich.
他说你羡慕我干什么？
Why are they envious of me?
我现在没有自由了。
I'm not free anymore.
你是个老百姓，平常你在香港马路上走路，没人注意，你看你多自由啊。
If you're a commoner, you can walk on the streets and no one pays attention to you, and that's great.
他说我一上街就不得了了。
When I step on the street, I'm in trouble.
连公园我都不敢去。
I can't even visit a park.
所以他只好在他那个高楼顶上弄个自家公园。
So he built this park at the top of a high building.
他说我只能在那个公园里面散散步。
So that's my park. I can only go there to walk.
所以弟兄姊妹，世界上人都知道。
So brothers and sisters, even worldly people know.
你出了名你就麻烦。
If you're famous, you're in trouble.
啊，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
如果主注意了我们。
If God takes notice of you.
那个才是真正的。
That is the true blessing.
所以波阿斯对路德非常的好。
So Boaz was so kind to Ruth.
他说呢，你在这里跟着我的仆人使女们一同吃喝。
So come eat with my servants and the young women.
渴了就到那个仆人打的水那边去喝。
If you're thirsty, go drink of what the young men have
drawn. 不要到别人田里面去。
Do not go to another field.
一定要在我这个田里面来解麦穗。
Stay in my field.
啊，甚至他私下跟那些仆人讲啊。
And he told his servants.
不可以欺负他哈。
Don't harass her.
嗯，如果他在跟着后面。
If she follows you,
你收了个麦穗都故意丢几个在地上给她捡
purposely leave some heads of grain
你看对她多好啊
You see how well he treats her
所以弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters
在这里
Here
波阿斯厚待路德
Boaz was so generous and kind with Ruth
波阿斯特别提她你不要到别人的田里面去
Boaz deliberately said do not go to another field
你知道这又是一个重要的原则。
You see, there's a principle there.
我们基督徒跟随主啊。
When we follow the Lord today,
很容易就走出了基督的范围了。
Easily we leave the field of Christ.
这个别的田呢，就是在基督范围的那一些的组织啊，那一些的工作。
The other field represents places that are outside of Christ's will.
今天很多神的儿女们对教会主的工作他没有兴趣。就那个教会之外的工作兴趣很大。
A lot of the children of God today are not interested in the things of Christ. They are interested in the things outside of Christ.
基督教里面弄了各式各样不同的组织、不同的工作啊。
So there are all these weird organizations.
所以我们基督徒要很小心。
So we have to be very careful.
必须在波阿斯的田里面。
You have to remain on Boaz's field.
我从年轻的时候啊，我就在主的带领中。我也很清楚这件事情。
From my youthful days till now, I understood.
所以这么多年过来了。
So after all these years.
我的负担和我的兴趣只在教会。
My interest and my burden is only on the church.
教会之外任何的组织团体我也没兴趣。
I have no interest in any organizations outside of the
church. 因为我知道神整个的工作在教会。
Because I know that God's work is only on his church.
我蒙召出来是和神一同来做主的工的。
I am called to co-work with God to do His work.
但是这几十年过来。
But after dozens of years.
多少的试探和引诱。
There are so many temptations.
我甚至有一次在一个书店碰见一个老板。
In a bookstore, I met the business owner.
他呢弄了个神学院。
He established a seminary.
他说你要不要到我们这个神学院来教书啊
And he said, oh, do you want to teach in my seminary?
我也没读过神学但我奇怪他会找我去教书
I've never been trained at a seminary. I was surprised that he would even ask me.
啊我说对不起我没有兴趣
I said, I'm sorry, I have no interest in this.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
多少的团体啊在那里啊这个向你呼召啊
So many organizations, they're calling you.
有的地方呼召你到那个团体做主席啊那就最高位置给你。
Some of these organizations call you to be the chairman.
弟兄姊妹们。
Isn't that a temptation?
神的话是说。
God's word says.
不要离开波阿斯的田。
Don't leave the field of Boaz.
所以神用很简单的图画在提醒我们。
So God uses simple picture to tell us.
今天我们的主付了重大的代价就是要得着教会
Today Christ paid such a price to obtain his church
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters
在教会之外的事物
Anything outside the church
应该不是我们的一个兴趣
Should not be our interest
我们要坚持只在神的旨意里面跟随他
We have to hold fast to follow God's will
是多么重要的事情
That is very important
所以呢路德就在那里啊拾取这个麦穗
So Ruth was gleaning heads of grain
哇因为呢那个这些仆人们丢的东西很多时候他越捡越多
So because of the servants they left a lot of grain for her, grains
最后呢
for her,
他捡了以法的大麦
And the first day she picked up an ephah of barley
这以法是多少你知道吗
How much is an ephah
用现在的这个度量衡来说的话
According to the measurements of today
40公斤
It's 40 kg
哇这真的不少啊
That's a lot of grain
40公斤呢
40 kilograms of grain
啊那么你就看见这个路德呢绝对不是一个很脆弱娇小的女子
You see, Ruth is not a petite or frail woman.
能扛动40公斤, 这不简单呢。
She can carry 40 kg.
我常常讲侍奉主啊, 不能太娇嫩。
I always say that you cannot be so delicate when you serve God.
我看有很多弟兄们都很娇嫩, 40公斤我们都抬不起来。
And there are a lot of brothers that are very frail. They can't carry 40 kg.
40公斤。
40 kg.
所以可见他是很强壮的。
So you see that Ruth is very strong.
所以服侍主啊, 要强壮, 粗壮一点。
So when you serve God, you must be strong.
人家把我们摆在什么环境, 你吃什么东西都不要紧。
Wherever God place you or whatever you're given to eat, you should be okay.
我很记得啊, 我们从前, 一位年长的姊妹, 那个, 她姓侯, 我们都叫她侯小姐。
There's this elderly sister called Sister Ho.
我把这故事讲给年轻人听。
I share this story for the purpose of the young people.
她是从那个山东乡下出来的。
She came from the villages in Shandong.
从前很穷苦, 非常穷苦。
She grew up in a very poor place.
吃的东西也非常的粗糙。
And they eat very simple
things. 后来她到上海来服侍。
And then she came to Shanghai for service.
在上海碰见了另外一位年长的姊妹。
And she met another elderly sister in Shanghai.
王培珍姊妹。
Sister Wang.
王培珍姊妹呢, 是县长的女儿, 是娇养的, 贵族家庭出来的。
Sister Wang came from a well-to-do family. Her father
is
the prime minister, so she served in Shanghai.
王培珍姊妹属灵的光景非常好。
But of course, Sister Wang's spiritual condition is very good. And Sister Hao really took notice of her.
有一次他们两个人就一起到这个浙江的乡下去做工。
And both of them worked in the province of Zhejiang.
哇,你知道那个浙江乡下那个时候非常穷苦啊。浙江
was a rural place that's very backwards.
吃的东西啊,那个真的是很难吃的这些东西啊。It's
a very poor place, so the food was very poor in quality.
胡小姐心里面就在想了。So
Sister Hao's thought.
你这个官家小姐啊。This
delicate sister.
在上海我是比不过你的了。In
Shanghai, you are much better than me.
那么到了乡下, 那么你恐怕就 比不上我了。
Now we're in the poor villages, it's my turn.
所以弟兄姊妹把他们家里最好的东西拿出给他们吃。
And of course, brothers and sisters gave their best on the table.
侯小姐说啊, 那个东西我都吃不下口。
Even Sister Hao said, it's very hard for me to put
anything in my mouth.
Although I came from a poor family,
我吃都吃不下去。
Even I have trouble putting that in my mouth.
她就看着汪培珍姊妹。
So she focus on Sister Wang.
她就看着汪培珍姊妹笑眯眯地吃。
And Sister Wang was smiling and she was stuffing her face.
哇, 里面呢, 心悦诚服。
And so Sister Hao was completely floored by Sister Wang.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
侍奉主,
when you serve God, that's the way.
太娇嫩了,
if you're too delicate, you cannot serve.
天气热也不行, 天气冷也不行, 那你要服侍什么呢?
If the hot weather troubles you or the cold weather troubles you, how can you serve?
所以你看路德呢, 是一个粗壮, 强壮的女子。
You see, Ruth is a strong woman.
圣经虽然没有讲她长什么样啊,
although scripture did not tell us how she looks,
我想经过也不是很难看的,
I don't think Ruth is an ugly woman.
但是呢, 我们看见她是那样的殷勤, 并且那样的肯做工。
We see how diligent and how lovely she is.
在这里, 她和波阿斯的仆人使女们吃完了之后呢,
so after she had eaten with the young woman of Boaz,
这里有一句话哈, 我们中文的翻译呢, 翻的, 这个, 并不是太好,
there's this passage that was not translated very well in the Chinese edition.
在18节那里说哈,
verse 18,
她就把所失去的带进城去给了婆婆看,又把她吃饱了所剩下的,所剩的给了婆婆。
Then she took it up and went into the city, verse 18.
我们中文翻说,吃剩的给她婆婆。
And her mother-in-law saw what she had gleaned, so she brought out and gave to her what she had kept back after she had been satisfied. It's as though she gave her mother-in-law the leftovers.
原文的意思说呢, 她在吃的时候, 她就弄了一份, 留给婆婆。
She did not give her mother-in-law the leftovers. In the original Hebrew, it says that she laid something aside at the beginning, and that's what she offered her mother-in-law.
我不懂中文为什么这么翻译，把吃剩的给婆婆。这个
I don't understand why.
这个对我们中国人来讲，这个读起来味道不好啊。
Why it sounds like that Ruth gave her mother-in-law the leftovers? That's not the case.
所以我们看见路德不仅把她失去的麦穗扛回去了。
She not only carried back what she had gleaned that day.
当她在享受这些美食的时候。
And when she was enjoying all that food.
她还是顾到婆婆的。
She remembered her mother-in-law.
为婆婆也留了一份。
And she kept a portion for her mother-in-law.
所以你就看见啊，这个路德实在是有一些美好的个性。
You see how beautiful Ruth's characteristics are.
那么这个说明什么呢？
What does it say?
我们基督徒今天也需要有美好的个性。
We need to have good characters today.
但是我们不一定每个人都天性像路德一样，对不对？
But we are not all like Ruth naturally.
但是我们知道今天我们属灵的好的性格是基督的性格。
We know that what is good in our character is Christ-like.
所以你要表现基督的性格。
So you have to manifest that Christ-like character.
所以当他回到那个婆婆那里去的时候，
So when she returned to her mother-in-law,
这个婆婆就问她，你今天去哪里了？
Her mother-in-law said, where have you gleaned today?
她就讲说，我到了波阿斯的田里面去了。
She said, the man with whom I've worked today is Boaz.
这个婆婆就非常的高兴。
And her mother-in-law was very happy.
所以这个婆婆在这里就讲到波阿斯。
So she mentioned about Boaz.
很多读路德记的人说这个拿俄米就是圣灵啊，她不是圣灵。
A lot of Bible scholars said that Naomi was like the Holy Spirit, but she wasn't the Holy Spirit.
但是她的做，她的表现上面有很多圣灵工作的特性在里面。
But there are a lot of characteristics in Naomi that's very similar to the Holy Spirit.
所以可以说一个隐喻。
So it may be a type.
我们知道在约翰福音里面告诉我们。
We know that in the Gospel of John, it tells
us. 的确，圣灵来了就为基督做见证。
The Holy Spirit comes to testify for Christ.
他要荣耀基督的。
He will glorify Christ.
所以这个时候呢，波阿斯就把这个对不起，拿俄米就把波阿斯的光景告诉了路德。
So here Naomi speaks about Boaz to Ruth.
这实在是一个善良的人啊。
He is such a kind man.
他不断的恩待活人死人。
He has not forsaken his kindness to the living and the dead.
所以我们今天称我们的主为恩主，他恩典的主啊。
So God is a God of kindness.
哎，这个波阿斯显出来的是非常的有恩典。
And Boaz was full of grace, just like
us. 然后呢，这个拿俄米就告诉他是我们一个至近的亲属啊。
And Naomi said, this man is a relation of ours, one of our close relatives.
我当初虽然他们有这个关系，但是没有实际啊。
There is a relationship, but there is no practicality.
今天主对我们来讲，
Christ to us today,
那应该是至亲的。
Should be our closest relative.
应该是什么？比我们地上最亲的亲人还要亲。
He should be closer to our closest relative on earth today.
比我们最好的朋友还要亲。
He should be closer than our
friends. 比我们儿孙还要亲。
He should be closer than our children or grandchildren.
弟兄姊妹，在我们的生活中，主是最亲的吗？
Is Christ the closest relative to you today?
是我们的至亲吗？
Is he the closest relative to you?
所以难怪主耶稣在地上曾经说呢。
So you see how Jesus said,
爱父母过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒。
If you love your children more than me, you're not worthy to be my disciple.
今天我们要知道，主在我们的生命中应该是最亲最密的。
You see, today Christ should be the closest relative to us.
所以常常我们要问问自己啊。
So we always have to ask ourselves.
我们跟主的关系是真的亲真的密吗？
Your relationship with the Lord, is it truly close?
还是隔得远远的？
Or you're very far from him?
很奇怪，有的人呢，刚得救的时候跟主还蛮亲的。
It's very surprising when you're first saved, you're very close with Christ.
年日越久越远。
And then as time passes, it becomes farther and farther apart. That is wrong.
我们应该是越近越亲。
We should grow closer and closer together.
所以我常常记得这个 George Carton 的故事。
I always remember the story of George Carton.
当尼弟兄年轻的时候去看他。
Brother Washman Nee met with him.
他那个时候已经年纪非常大，身体衰败。
He was a very old man back then. His body wasn't very well.
有的时候清醒, 有的时候糊涂。
He was in his 90s, so he sometimes he has a clear mind, sometimes he's wishy-washy. So when he was awake, oh, Brother George, there's this Chinese man called Watchman Nee, he's here to visit you. What did he say to Brother Nee?
他说,弟兄,
Brother, do you know that I cannot be without him? He cannot do without me.
哇,你就听这个话,眼泪都一直往下流啊。
And when Brother Nee heard that, he was in tears.
一个人到了这样的年龄呢,
For such an old
身体这么衰败啊,
man, his body was such a wreck. He has such a close relationship with God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers,
我们的主应该是我们生命中至亲的人物,
Christ should be our closest relative.
比任何人都要来得亲,
closer than anyone
要超过一切所有其他的关系,
else. That relationship excels all others.
所以亲近主的生活的确是非常非常重要的。
So drawing nigh to the Lord is very important every day.
所以呢, 这个拿俄米告诉路德,
So Naomi told Ruth,
波阿斯原来是我们一个至近的亲属。
Boaz is a relation of ours, one of our close relatives.
所以他就把波阿斯的情况介绍给路德。
So Naomi introduced Boaz to Ruth in her way.
然后他也跟这个路德讲啊,
And she continued,
你要紧随这个波阿斯的使女。
It's good that you go out with his young woman.
不要让 人看见你在别人的田里面,
that people do not meet you in any other field.
弟兄姊妹,这里说的仆人和使女,
it speaks of the young woman.
我们知道这些仆人是收割的人,
we know that the reapers are servants.
今天呢, 侍奉主的人并不能个个都被称作神的仆人。
Today, everyone who serves God would not necessarily be called a servant
of
God.
波阿斯说,我的仆人,
but Boaz said, My servants.
如果我们今天要被主承认说呢,你是我的仆人,弟兄姊妹,那个就有价值了。
So if the Lord confesses that you are my servant, then that is something valuable.
所以主的仆人在地上也是为着主收割。
So the servants of God are reapers for God.
那么我的使女是什么呢?
So what does it mean to be the young woman of Boaz?
因为路德是个女子,
because Ruth is
a woman.
So she needs to stay close by the young woman of Boaz.
那就是同伴。
So companions.
所以今天呢, 我们要跟对了神的仆人。
We have to follow the correct servants of God.
在我们还不够会懂得怎么样完全跟随主的时候,
before we truly know how to follow God,
是的,神打发很多神的仆人帮助我们。
Yes, God sent many servants to help us.
但是现在呢, 我们的困难也是这样, 那谁是神的仆人, 谁不是神的仆人, 搞不清楚。
But it's hard to decipher who is the servants of God and who are not the servants of God.
所以你也不要跟错了,
so don't follow the wrong person.
那么呢, 我们知道在跟随主的人中间,
and for those who follow the Lord,
也有很多人是爱主的,
there are many who love the Lord.
所以呢, 要选择的跟随的同伴也很重要。
So the selection of your companionship is very
要跟随着波阿斯的使女,
follow, stay close by the young woman of Boaz.
但是弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, you must know,
这个间接的关系总是暂时的东西。
That staying close is a temporal thing.
最重要的是你要和主建立关系。
The most important thing is to be close to the Lord.
也许我们经过很多年之后,我们在聚会里有很多好朋友了,对不对?
Perhaps you have fellowshipped in the church for a long time and you have many friends. And you are all very close.
但是你要问问你跟主的关系怎样呢?
But if you ask, how close are you with the Lord?
弟兄姊妹们,任何的关系也不能超过和主之间的关系。
None of your relationship should excel your relationship with Christ.
因为我们知道最终我们所有的人都要归属于他的。
Because all of us belong to him at the very end.
所以婆婆也告诉她说,不要,再次提醒她,不要叫人遇见在别人的田间。
So her mother-in-law admonishes her and said, do not let people meet you in any other field.
这个真是何等重要的提醒。
This is a very important reminder.
我想今天如果圣灵说话,
so today, if the Holy Spirit speaks,
他定规是让我们怎么样, 在教会里, 在基督的田里面,
he would asks us to be fixed in the field of Christ.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
路德真是非常的顺服。
Ruth obeyed her.
啊，在第三章里面他讲的，凡婆婆所吩咐我的，他都去行啊。
In chapter 3, Ruth said, "All that you say to me, I will do."
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
他也真正的跟波阿斯的使女们在一起。
And she did stay close by the young woman of Boaz.
她真正找着这些走主道路的人做同伴。
She did find companionship in those who follow the Lord.
所以第二章最后一句话说呢，路德仍旧与婆婆同住。
And the last verse in chapter 2 says, and she dwelled with her mother-in-law.
她不受任何人的影响。
She is not distracted by anyone else.
这个仍旧这个人字啊，有讲究的。
That and is very important.
就表示有很多的试探引诱啊。
That represents there are many temptations.
她拒绝这试探引诱。
She denied those temptations.
她仍旧跟婆婆在一起。
And she dwelled with her
mother-in-law. 也就今天呢，主教导我们要紧随圣灵。
So today we have to follow close the Holy Spirit, not to be distracted.
所以到了新约时代。
So in the New Testament,
罗马书特别告诉我们。
The Book of Romans tells us.
我们必须要接受圣灵在我们里面的引导。
We have to be led by the Spirit.
这是我们重要的学习。
That is a very important lesson.
我们要学会靠着圣灵致死肉体的恶行。
By the leading of the Spirit, we put to death the flesh.
就是我们的己意必须要被对付。
So ourself, our own ideas have to be dealt with.
我已经说过，我们今天跟随圣灵带领最大的难处就是我们的己。
I already mentioned that the most, the biggest obstacle for us to be led by the Holy Spirit is ourselves.
所以最好我们的意见少一点。
So let your ideas be few.
啊，让圣灵在里面引导我们。
Let the Holy Spirit lead you.
一个不活在自己里面的人。
If you don't live in your self-life,
才能真正的顺服引导。
Then you can be led by the Holy Spirit.
哎呀，我们的思想，我们的情感，啊，我们的爱好，都影响我们很厉害。
Our mind, our emotions, our interests really influences us. You need to be reminded of that.
所以罗马书第八章告诉我们。
So in Romans chapter 8,
凡被神的灵引导的。
For as many are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
这个儿子的意思就是长大成人。
That sons meant.Children that is grown up.
所以我们在年幼的时候
So when we are young,
我们会得到很多人的给我们的帮助和引导
We receive a lot of guidance from men.
如果到有一天你的生命成长了
And one day when your life has grown up,
你看你就更多能接受圣灵的引导
Then you can be led by the Spirit of God.
所以这是多么重要的一件事情
So that is very important.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
路德记第二章告诉我们
The chapter 2 of Luke tells us,
今天我们若是在一个大荒凉的时代
If we are in a midst of
great famine,重新回到神旨意的路上
We can still return to the will of God
你不仅需要灵里面的饱足
You not only need to be satisfied in your spirit
你也需要有正确的引导
You need to be guided in the right way
只有这个正确的引导
As long as you're guided in the right way
能把我们带回到神那个不改变的旨意的里面
You can return to that eternal plan of God
你找到这条线上你就是有福的
You return back to that line and you would be blessed
所以我们感谢神
So we thank the Lord
借着路德记
By the book of Ruth
这么一个简单的故事
This simple story
简单的图画
This simple picture
给我们有清清楚楚的启示
Gives us this very clear revelation
愿这些话在今天这个世代中在我们的生活里面能够产生真实的果效
May this revelation bear fruit in our daily living
我们请低头再一点祷告
Let us bow with a word of prayer
主啊，我们真是满心的感谢你。
Dear Lord, our hearts are indeed filled with thanks.
你不仅救赎了我们
，You not only saved us.
不仅把你的生命赐给我们
，You not only gave us your life.
在我们的里面成为我们的丰富
，You became our abundance within.
成为我们里面的享受
，You became our enjoyment.
成为我们里面的满足
，You became our satisfaction.
主啊，你还要在生活侍奉上引导我们
，And you will also lead us in our daily living.
今天我们也知道地上的教会。
We know that the church on earth today,
在引导上面非常的混杂。
It's very difficult to be led the right way.
有太多不同的声音。
Because there are a lot of other noises.
主啊，求你让我们能够听见你的声音。
Lord, help us to hear your voice.
愿圣灵在我们身上引导我们。
May the Holy Spirit lead us.
把我们的脚一直引在你所喜悦的正路上。
That our feet may walk upon your way.
你知道我们很容易犯错。
You know that we're easily led astray.
你也知道我们很容易被影响。
You know that we're easily influenced.
求你用你的恩手紧紧地握住我们。
Please hold our hand.
主啊，但愿在不多的日子的里面。
In the few days ahead.
最后的一程的里面。
In the last leg of the journey.
我们能走得正。
That we can walk aright.
能够走得叫你的心喜悦。
That we can satisfy your heart.
主啊，因这些话保守我们。
Lord, keep your word for us.
用你的话语的亮光引导我们。
May the light of your word lead us onward.
谢谢你丰盛的恩典。
Thank you for your abundant grace.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus Christ's precious name.
Amen. Amen.